Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the podcast verse by verse. Welcome. And if you're new to the podcast, all I do is I read scripture. Right now we're going through the book of Genesis, and then I pray for you according to what I have read. Simple as that. If you want your prayer request to be known and heard by everyone and prayed for by me, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray, or you can record it on your phone and email it to me at mary@marydemuth.com. We're going to be doing an extra long episode the first Sunday of November with all of your prayer requests prayed for by me. I'm super excited about it, so I'd love to have you join me. We're in Genesis chapter 22 in the Message. This is what it says. After all this, God tested Abraham. God said, "Abraham." "Yes," answered Abraham. "I'm listening." He said, "Take your dear son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I'll point out to you." Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey. He took two of his young servants and his son Isaac. He had split wood for the burnt offering. He set out for the place God had directed him. On the third day, he looked up and saw the place in the distance. Abraham told his young servants, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I are going over there to worship. Then we'll come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and gave it to Isaac, his son, to carry. He carried the flint and the knife. The two of them went off together. Isaac said to Abraham, his father, "Father?" "Yes, my son." "We have flint and wood, but where's the sheep for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "Son, God will see to it that there's a sheep for the burnt offering." And they kept on walking together. They arrived at the place which God had directed them. Abraham built an altar. He laid out the wood. Then he tied up Isaac and laid him on the wood. Abraham reached out and took the knife to kill his son. Just then, an angel of God called to him out of heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes, I'm listening." "Don't lay a hand on that boy. Don't touch him. Now I know how fearlessly you fear God, and you didn't hesitate to place your son, your dear son, on the altar for me." Abraham looked up. He saw a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. Abraham took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham named that place God Yireh, God sees to it. That's where we get the saying, "On the mountain of God, he sees to it." The angel of God spoke from heaven a second time to Abraham. "I swear, God's sure word, because you have gone through with this and have not refused to give me your son, your dear, dear son, I'll bless you. Oh, how I'll bless you. And I'll make sure that your children flourish like stars in the sky, like sand on the beaches. And your descendants will defeat their enemies. All nations of earth will find themselves blessed through your descendants because you obeyed me." Then Abraham went back to his young servants. They got things together and returned to Beersheba. Abraham settled down in Beersheba. After all this, Abraham got the news, "Your brother Nahor is a father. Milcah has given him children, Uz, his firstborn, his brother Buz, Kemuel, he was the father of Aram, Kesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jildlaf, and Bethuel. Bethuel was the father of Rebekah. Milcah gave these eight sons to Nahor, Abraham's brother. His concubine Ruma gave him four more children, Teba, Gehem, Tahash, and Makkah. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, as I was praying for this, I was struck by the idea that Isaac was carrying the wood for the offering. And it just reminded me that you did for us what Abraham was willing to do but didn't have to do, which was give up his son. And the son was carrying the wood just as Jesus carried the cross. I just love those kind of connections when I'm reading the scriptures. So thank you for that insight today. And I love that every time I read your word, Lord Jesus, something new shines out to me. And Lord, we do thank you for the sacrifice of your son on our behalf, and the beauty and the power and the gruesomeness and the difficulty that must have been, I of course cannot imagine. But that shows how much you love us. And so, Lord, I pray for the discouraged one today, that they would remember that Jesus took that cross, bore the weight of it, got on to that cross, was nailed to the cross, wore a crown of thorns, and died a sinner's death on that cross for our sake. And then 3 days later was gloriously resurrected. Death has no hold on him. He rose victorious over over death and Hades. And wow, Lord, there's so much to the gospel that I still am trying to grasp and understand, but I'm just really grateful for that story, that we're a part of that story, and this Abrahamic story echoes that, Lord. I pray today that my friend would be encouraged, that you went to the ends of the universe and to great, great lengths beyond what we're even capable of doing to rescue his children. I pray that you would help us to rest in that today, that we have been a pursued people and we are so very loved. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. The podcast is brought to you again by Rob and Joanna Tigan and their ministry to families. And so please hop on over to growinghometogether.com. You will find their podcast there. And I'd like to highlight their 101 prayers for Mr. and Mrs. It is on their website. And this is what they have said about it. Prayer binds a husband and a wife together like nothing else. This heartfelt book of prayers will enable couples to daily commit their struggles, hopes, and relationships to the Lord with prayers and inspiring scriptures. You know that that's so deep in my heart to really encourage people to pray together. That's the whole point of this podcast. And so I love Rob and Joanna's great heart for prayer. I love their commitment to family, and I love their commitment to you, helping you create the kind of home and family that you've been longing for. So you can check them out at growinghometogether.com. And there's also some information about them in the show notes. So thanks so much, Rob and Joanna. I appreciate you. And again, thank you to all of you who are listening to pray every day to deepen your own prayer walks with the Lord. That really encourages me.